In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of heaven and earth, Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph of Leonitsa, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Saint Joseph of Leonitsa, we celebrate today as a Franciscan Capuchin, a preacher from the 16th century. He's one of the saints that God raised up to respond to the heresy of the Protestant deformation that took place in the latter part of the 1500s. And Saint Joseph was a very pious young man who entered the Capuchins and was given the task of preaching and going out to evangelize. And he had the zeal to go and ask permission to go and preach to the Muslims, the Turks. And so he went to Constantinople, and it wasn't long before he was found out that he was there trying to assist Christians who were slaves of the Turks and being imprisoned for their faith. And so he was arrested too, and they were eventually probably going to kill him, but to torture him, they took two hooks and hooked one of his hands and one of his legs and hung him from these hooks sideways for some time over a low fire, trying to cook him slowly. But he was miraculously released by, I'm sure, Our Lady intervened. Somehow he got out of this situation, which only God could have done for him. And he was told by the voice that rescued him, this miraculous event, that he should return back to Italy and to preach the gospel. So after that ordeal, he went back to Italy and preached with even greater zeal and had this grace that by his very presence, he would sometimes just reconcile people who were at odds with one another, maybe family members who were pitted against each other in some kind of quarrel. When he would come and preach, sometimes just his presence would draw them to reconciliation. So, you might say, so powerful can be the example of a holy way of life. And that's something that we should always keep in mind, that even St. Joseph Leonisa in the Franciscan Propers, there's a letter that he wrote in which he says, he quotes St. Paul, you know, he says, you are a letter that I have written. You know, St. Paul's preaching has formed these Christians that he has preached to be letters that he has written and that they are to be delivered, you might say, sent out, to be read by everybody. And that's what we should be as Christians in our world today, letters that God has written and proclaimed to people to tell them the good news. And they should see that, you might say, just in our lives, we should be that kind of witness. We should be that letter. Even, you know, Mother Teresa later on probably took this same idea and said that she was a pencil in the hand of God, which he used to write letters of love. Well, those of us who are consecrated to Our Lady can also see that we are pencils in the hand of Our Lady to write whatever she wants to write on us and through us to those around us, that there should be something about our lives that proclaims the truth and proclaims God's love and mercy, as Pope Francis has been stressing a lot lately, the mercy of God, and that we should be these letters, because as we know, there's a lot of bad letters out there. There's a lot of misinformation, and so we should be that good news that is written on our hearts and in our lips, that we can proclaim it and live it. It's so important today. I think we need to not underestimate the impact of good example. We know that media can portray a lot of bad examples, which have led people astray and led a lot of people to imitate those bad examples. So that we need to give that good example, because people are made for the good. They're made for the truth. And so to follow these bad examples of the media or the people around them who have adopted the ways of these false ideologies, they're not happy. It can't fulfill them, can't satisfy them. Maybe that's why, of course, that's, I'm sure, why is Islam so fanatical and violent? Is because they're not following the truth that God has made for them. So that obviously they're not going to be happy people. You'll never find a happy terrorist. I'm sorry, that's not, the two don't go together. Joy and terrorism don't go together. But joy and truth do. Joy and the following of Christ go together. And we should look upon this as an opportunity to just live out our lives as Christ has asked us to. And as I think others have said, it's not possible for a Christian to go through life hidden. A true Christian cannot go through life and through his world remaining hidden. He's going to shine out. Like our Lord said, you don't light a lantern and put it under a bushel basket. And that's what we need today. We need to give that example in the midst of such darkness and false information. We have the good news. That means that obviously the world and the flesh and the devil have the bad news, and we need to proclaim it by our lives and by that goodness that comes with following Christ. So today, as we look to Saint Joseph Leonisa, we look to see how one man helped, you know, reform and to change people's lives by his very example, by his just his presence, and then even more so by his words that convicted people of the truth and of the need to be converted to the Lord. Let us pray that we can, in our own way, in whatever, wherever we are sent, that we are those letters that God has written, you know, his love, his truth, his mercy, and his zeal for the salvation of souls, and that we will be that letter that can be read by all around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Ich kann nicht wieder.